Welcome to Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnah 10. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if, let's say, a person has a sukkah, and it's the appropriate height, the walls go all the way from the floor to the ceiling. The problem is that there is a space between the wall and where the schach starts. That means to say, if from the end of the wall itself until, usually people just put schach all the way from wall to wall, but this guy left a gap. The halacha is that if that gap is 3 tvachim, approximately 9 inches, the sukkah is pasul. However, that's only if there's an actual gap. However, if let's say you have sukkah, schach, that's not pasul, that's not kosher, let's say you have schach that's invalid, then the halacha is it's kosher. We view it as if the wall continues, slants, and fills in the gap up to 4 amos. But if it's 4 amos, which is approximately 7, 8 feet of schach pasul between the wall and between where the kosher schach starts, then the sukkah is pasul. So the Mishnah teaches this to us. The Mishnah says like this, Bayis shen nifras. If you have a home that the roof caved in, v'sikech agabav, and a person puts up schach on the area where there's a big hole in the roof, and he puts schach on top of that. So it comes out that what's left over, the broken part of the roof, which is not schach kosher, it's tasev alom asay, you're trying to make the sukkah, that schach happen all by itself. So you have schach pasul between the wall and between the area that you just put the kosher schach. If there is from the wall to where the schach begins 4 amos, that means there's at least a gap of 4 amos, approximately 7 to 8 feet, psula, the sukkah is pasul. However, if there's less than 4 amos, the sukkah is kosher, because we view, it's a chiddush, this is a novelty, that this which is left over from the roof, as if it's a continuation of the wall, and the wall kind of is curving or slanting in, and it's kosher. Similarly, the Mishnah says another case. If you have a courtyard and it's surrounded by pillars, and those pillars have a roof on top of them, and you want to use the walls of the home as the walls for the sukkah. However, the problem is that the roof of the achsadra of this edifice interrupts, it separates between the walls and the schach. So if the roof of the achsadra is 4 amos, you know, is less than 4 amos, then it's going to be kosher, because we say dof v'nakuma, as if the wall continues. But if it's wider than 4 amos, the law is that it's pasul. And finally, the Mishnah says, sukkah gedola, if a person has a large sukkah, shikifua bedavar shei misachimo, between the kosher schach and between the walls, a person used schach that's not kosher. I don't know, they used bedposts, which are pasul. Im yesh tachta, if there is in the sukkah, from the wall until the schach kosher 4 amos, there's at least a gap of 4 amos, then it's pasul. It's invalid. But if it's less than that, then the sukkah would actually be kosher. Wishing you and yours a happy and healthy new year, a shana toiva, a kasiva chasima toiva, and the merit of learning Mishnah is daily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall look down on you and say, wow, look at this person, they're dedicating time, they're being koveya itim to study Torah each and every day, and that tzchus should stand by you at the time of judgment, and you should be written and scribed in the book of Tzadikim. Shana tova, good bench to you.